Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today will be cloudy with the possibility of rain showers and a high near 52. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, showers mainly before 1 a.m., a low around 45 degrees. North wind gusts as high as 29 miles an hour. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 55, breezy again with north wind gusts as high as 28 miles an hour. And in the news for today, U.S. Representative Ron Kind was the only member of Wisconsin's delegation this cycle to take political donations from big pharma companies, according to the latest data from Kaiser Health News. That, according to a report today from West Politics Online, U.S. Representatives Tom Tiffany, a Republican from Minocqua, and Scott Fitzgerald, Republican from Juneau, were the only delegates to not take money from the pharmaceutical companies, according to the data from Kaiser. The two are relatively new members of Congress. Kind, the Democratic congressman from La Crosse, so far has taken in $2,000 from Pfizer this cycle. Since 2007, he's taken in $672,220 from various pharmaceutical companies, more than any other Wisconsin member of the House. The next highest number went to the campaign of fellow U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, who did not take in any money this cycle, but pulled in $26,000 from pharma companies since 2007, but he has not taken in any contributions so far this cycle. Also, according to the Kaiser data, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's campaign has taken $69,000 in pharmaceutical money since 2007, compared to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's campaign, which took in $55,289 during the same time. A report from Wisconsin Watch shows that Wisconsin imprisons black residents at a higher rate than any other state in the country. A new report found highlighting longstanding and deep disparities in the state's criminal justice system. The report, authored by The Sentencing Project and released on October 13, used data from the U.S. Census Bureau and U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics to calculate states' rates of imprisoning white residents and people of color. A staggering one of every 36 black Wisconsin adults is in prison, the report found. Black people comprise 42% of the Wisconsin prison population, but just 6% of the state's total population. A 2020 study by the Wisconsin court system found that men of color, particularly black and Native American men, are significantly more likely to receive prison sentences than their white counterparts, 28% and 34% more likely, respectively, with white men 21% less likely than non-white men to receive a prison sentence. One step active in the Wisconsin state legislature that could improve the effect of mass incarceration for non-white citizens in the state is Assembly Bill 69, which passed the Assembly and is now before the Senate. The bill would allow lower-level nonviolent offenders, including those with convictions for drug possession, to get their records expunged. Currently, a person is only eligible for expungement if the judge makes the determination at a sentencing hearing, and only if the person is 25 years of age or younger. The bill would eliminate those conditions. This information is shared by the Wisconsin PBS Online News Service and the report from Wisconsin Watch article. Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.